This year was made available the Ili Nishmas
Rav Reb Lezer ben Rav and Tzion Gavril Hamburger. That's all.
Yod Gimel Amet Beis. Five shuas up from the bottom. Tono, Yishum Rabbi Allah's Rambam. He refers to the Mishnah that stated on Erev Pesach, in order to let people know when was their time to stop eating chametz, and when was their time to stop having any hanoya from chametz, so they had two loaves of lachmei toida put on a conspicuous place in the harabayas. And as long as the two loaves were there, people knew they could still eat. And they took away one loaf, it was a sign that they had to stop eating, but they could still have hanoya. And if they took away a second loaf, they knew it was time to stop having hanoya too. And now, Tony will in the Baraisim, Mishum Rabbi Elazar, uncle, said, the name of Rabbi Elazar, shares for you. They were kosher. They weren't puzzled. They were kosher lachmei toida. As long as they were lying there together, call home, they ate. When one was taken away, toilet. Toilet means they were now in a state of suspense that they weren't here or there. They couldn't eat, but didn't have to burn it yet because they could still have anoya. When both were taken off, it was a signal that was already also Bahanoya, his filu pull on sif. Everybody began to burn the chametz. Tanya learned Abishol, amen. Shtei poris, hoyu chayoshes baham. He had a different sinner. They had two cows that were plowing on the Har HaZeisim, not the Har HaBayis, in Har HaZeisim, Har HaMishkan. Kol zman sheshtei and chayoshes, as long as both together were plowing, his people could see everywhere because it was in an elevated place. Called Ha'om Uchlin. Nitlo Achazet, where one cow was taken out of harness. Tolin, Loichlin, Loisurfin. Nitlo Shtem, when both were taken out and they stopped the plowing, he still called Ha'om Surfin. It takes us on the top. Stay Polis, or your Persians. Yerushalmi Dike. Yerushalmi, he inquires into this. How could they plow? Erev Pesach. Yerushalayim, loy mokim shenoa gubosh alodasis malacha, is in Yerushalayim a place where there's a meaning not to do any malacha erev Pesach, even before Chatzais. Now how do we know that? Play now. Misvora. It's a svora, lim nikshon isa, that they should be in machmir, they are not to do malacha erev Pesach in the morning, kibon shemis kabsi shom, achmem kem shenoa gav isa, because everybody comes together then. From Kol Yisrael, come together, erev Pesach. In Yerushalayim. And there's many people who come from places where they don't do malacha. So how can they do malacha and plow Erev Pesach even before Chatzos in Yerushalayim? Or Mishnah answered, they weren't plowing. Nearest kichet looked like a plowing. It means they were pulling a plow. They weren't doing anything though. They weren't plowing anything. It was just a signal for the people. Say that. Now we'll go back and learn the taste for this. At the bottom, the tasteless at the bottom of the base, ksher eshoy. The two lachmei toida were kosher, tasteless at the bottom. The tema fact tasteless, ma'acha the ksher, since they were kosher, amai ma'ashin eshoy at shasis. Why do we keep them there until the time of Isha Chometz and they become osa b'hanoe? Why should we allow them to become osa b'hanoe if it's kosher? If it's possible, like we said above, they have to be burned up anyhow. So therefore they kept them there as a simon to the people, as a signal, and finally they're burned up. But since they're kosher, why keep them that late and let them be burned because of chametz? Yeshlema. The Hainu, the Oma, like I said above, Tume Kol Chomesh. According to Rabban Gamliel, in the fifth hour, although he also agrees it's also to eat chametz in the fifth hour, but he holds if it's tumah, you can eat it in the fifth hour. Not only can you have anoif and chametz in the fifth hour, you can also eat it if it's tumah. That's what he held. But lachmei toida is tumah. And the same thing is tumah. But how you nightly nachrein of a say chametz, and he took off the last one just at the end of the fifth hour and ate it up. So it wasn't burned up because of chametz. Ate it up. Just near the end of the fifth hour, they took it off and ate it. Question was, how can you keep it during the fifth hour? It's also b'achil already. And how can you take kodshim, lachmei toida, and keep it into the fifth hour of Pesach also to eat? So Tzitzis answers, just like Rabban Gamliel, that says, atrume, you could eat in the fifth hour. Hey, mashmir shaman. What is Tzitzis answering? That the reason that they were able to keep the lachmei toida into the fifth hour, although in the fifth hour is already usher to eat chametz, and Zakasha, how could you cause kodshim to become usher? So Tzitzis, it wasn't usher because it's like tumah. Kodshim are like tumah, and you can still eat the chametz in the fifth hour. And the Rasha said, we can answer Poshut. Lachmei toida is 40 loaves, 10 loaves of chametz, and the other 30 are matzah. There could have been loaves of matzah there. Mm-hmm. They were kept there for a signal. And it didn't become usher at all. Just that insight. We are beginning the famous sugya of Ebechanim is Gana Kayanim. That's what it's called. And if you learn the next seven lot and know them, you'll be ahead even of your good Edims that you'll take for your daughters. You'll have Edims, not big lambda on it, but they never learned it. You'll always be ahead of them. Unless maybe when they learned the Kayla for years and years, but they learned in the Yeshiva, they skipped it. In the history of the Kehanim, all the days of Kehanim, lo ninu, they didn't refrain me'lisrefes hakosha, habosa, shenidma be'vladatumet, meat of Kedesh that became posel by a rishon letumet. Vlad means a rishon letumet. So what is the bosa? If it touched the rishon, the bosa becomes a sheni. Bosa that was tummy by avatuma said that bosa is a vision. And what's he saying? That when they had to burn up bosa of kevish, that's tummy, you have to burn it. If it's tummy, you can't eat it. They didn't refrain from burning two kinds together, although by burning together, the one that had a lesser tummy before now acquired a bigger tummy. Since they're going to be burned anyhow, we didn't care. Now, right away, there's a kasha on this mission. What is avlada tuma? Avlada means it was touched at all. So it became a vision. Avlada tuma is a vision of tuma. Now, when a vision touches something else, it makes it a sheni. So he said, bosa, that was tome by means of avlada tuma, which is now a sheni. Because of lot of reason is Bosa and Shana. They burned it together with Bosa, they came to me about Avatuma, which means that Bosa, the first Avatuma is a reason. Now you have two kinds of Bosa here. You have a Shani and a reason. They didn't refrain from letting them burn together. Now the question is this. When the Bosa, that's a Shani, touches Bosa, that's a reason, what happens to the Bosa, that's a Shani? It's still a Shani. So what are you doing worse than it was before? What's the chiddush? Again, he took bosa that was tamei from a vladatum from a vision. So bosa number one is now a sheni. Now, there's another piece of bosa that touched it all. So that other bosa, number two, became a rishon. Now when you put them together, the rishon is touching the sheni. What does it accomplish? It makes only a sheni, but a sheni before. So you're not making it worse than it was before. Talk about the kasha. I see that some elementary information is lacking. A rishon cannot become a sheni. That's ridiculous. A sheni can become a rishon. A thing can become less tummy than it was before. So when a rishon touches a sheni, rishon doesn't become a sheni. I'm sorry, I'm ashamed to say it. It's superfluous to say that. So again, the meat that touched Rishon became a sheni, right? So now you have meat number one, the Shena. Another piece of meat had touched an avat and became a rishon. Now you have to burn both of them. So he said, they're never afraid to burn them together. Now the rishon is touching the Shena, and you're adding tumah, the Mishnah says. But how are you adding tumah to the Shena? Shena was a Shena before, and by touching the rishon, it can only become a Shena anyhow. So what are you saying? Afal pi. Shemoyisif and tumah al tumas, all this adding tumah, you're not adding any tumah. The first piece that was a shayne is still a shayne. Say it once more inside. Oh, there's a little below our level, but I must repeat that. Arishin is more chomo, is worse than a shayne. A shayne is worse than a shlishi. Now, say the Mishnah once more. But there's a kash on the Mishnah. But the answer to the kash we'll see in the Gemara. Again. Rabbi Hanin is gonna kill him. Mayhem shall kill him. In all the days of the Kahanim, lo nimnu, they did not refrain. Bosher that became Tommy from Arishan. And now the Bosher is a Shani. Because it touched Arishan. Imha Bosher Shinit me Abatum, with meat that had touched an Abatum and become Arishan. So now you're taking this Shani and bring it into contact with Arishan. Afal pi Shem Vosif and two multimus, although you're adding to it to that Shani, by making it in contact with the Rishon, you're adding to it. Question is, how are you adding to it? With a Shani before, and by touching a Rishon, it becomes also a Shani, so it's not adding, it's a Kasha on the Mishnah. Hoysif Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva added something more to the testimony of Rabbi Hanina's Ganya Khan. In the days of the carnival, they never refrained. Oil of truma that became possible by means of a tul yom. I'll soon explain that. They burned it in a lamp. Now pay attention. A tul yom, somebody was tomei and he was table, but it doesn't become entirely toher until uvo hashemesh v'toher. What's his status? After all, he was tameh from his tumah. What's his status until the time he becomes perfectly toher? It's called the tvul yom, a man who is tameh today. His status is equivalent to a sheni l'tumah. A tvul yom has a status of a sheni l'tumah. We'll see later, he's a little more lenient. We'll soon see about that. But that's his status as a sheni l'tumah. So a tvul yom, if he'll touch chulin, has no effect, because there's no shlishi in chulin. But a tvul yom touches tumah, makes it possible. Because a sheni can make tumah possible. So a tvul yom, for the time being, we'll call him like a sheni, and therefore if he touches tumah, makes it possible. I'll add one more piece of information before you go on. Tumah, when it becomes a shlishi, is called pusel and not tumah. But the tumah cannot go any further. Shlishi is the last degree of tumah by tumah. So tumah, which is a shlishi, is pusel, not called tumah. And it cannot be metame anything. So therefore, atul yoim, a man who was tumah, and he was table, but it's before harev shemesh, before the sun went down. So what's his status? His status is like a sheni. If he touches a tomei, if he touches something toher, if it's chulin, then no effect at all. If he touches tumi, it makes it possible. Because a sheni can make tumi possible. Now, the first shaman of tumi had become possible by a tulyum. No, he doesn't say became tomei by a tulyum. Became puzzle by a tool yen. Because tumah from a tool yen doesn't become tummy, it becomes puzzle. So shlishi can't go any further. So tumah that had been touched by a tool yen is a sheni. So what's a tumah? A shlishi. Shlishi is not really tummy, but tumah it's puzzle. Why is it puzzle not tummy? Because it can't go any further. It can't make a V. So they took that shaman of tumah, which is a shlishi, and they burned it in a neah, There was Tomei v'Tmeimes. A Tmeimes, a man who's Tomei, went in the Oyal HaMes, or he touched the mess. The mess is called Avi Avoy Satume. A man who touched the mess, or was in Oyal HaMes, becomes an Av HaTume. Now that man had handled the Neah. When Av HaTume touches something, it makes that thing a Rishon LeTume. So now the Neah is a Rishon LeTume. So the Kibbutz is telling us a Chiddush. You can take Shema that a Tvulim had touched. So the Shema is only a Shlishi. And you can burn it in the Neah, which is a Rishon. So now you're taking the Shlishi and making it a Sheni. But when a Shlishi touches a Rishon, it becomes a Sheni instead of a Shlishi. A Rishon touches anything, makes it a Sheni. You're taking the Shemen, which had been only a Shlishi, and you're burning it in a Neah which is a Sheni, which is a Rishon. And therefore the Neah which is a Rishon makes that Shlishi Shemen into a Sheni as a Chiddush. But since they both have to be burned up because they're Posel or Tomei, we don't care. If you're adding to me, afal pi shemusifin tuma al tuma say. I say that to your neighbors. I'm going to say this mission again soon from the beginning. First we'll finish it inside. But I see there's some pockets of ignorance here among the people. Can a shlishi become a sheni? Absolutely. Can a shlishi become a revi? Absolutely not. Once something is tome, it doesn't become less tome. A shlishi become a sheni become a rishi, a sheni become a whatever it is. But it can become more tome. But the thing can become less tome. When we're talking about it, we say tume. Tuna cannot make a revi. It means tume, a shlishi cannot make something else a revi. Can't make anything tome. But never can a figure become less tome. That's superfluous to say that. I'm ashamed to say this, but I see that some people need that information. Right, we'll finish out the mission. I'll say the whole mission again. Omer Rabbi Meir. Now, Meir takes what he learned before. He goes ahead even more. We learn from their words. Sheserf in Truma Teiro imat Meir bePesach. Would you have chametz Truma? You have to burn it up eventually. So we're not fastidious. You can take Truma that's perfectly Teiro and put it together Truma Tzmeya and burn it together on Pesach. Although the Truma Teiro is becoming Tomei. This everybody will agree. Tuma Tahura touches something as Tomei becomes Tuma becomes Tomei. And still a man said we don't care. Up till now we were talking of something which Tomei already, with a minor degree of Tuma. Only making it in contact with something gives them a higher degree of Tuma. It's also a Chiddush. But a man is taking a step ahead, even something that's perfectly Toya. You can make it in contact with something that'll make it Tomei. Because it's going to be burned up anyhow. Say that. The mayor's idea was, how can you make something more tummy than it was? It's also to add too much to anything. Only because, since you have to burn it anyhow, so since it's standing for destruction, we're not mechuyev anymore in the mitzvah of mishmeres tumas, or guarding my tumah. If that's the case, you have to burn it because of chametz. So even though it's perfectly Torah, Meir says you don't have to guard it either. Even though it's not Tomei at all. But since you're going to burn it soon anyhow because of Chametz, so you can put it together and burn it, even though you add it, you're making it Tomei. Even though you're making it Tomei. Omer Rabbi Yose, Einu Hiyamida. It's not the same measure. It means Meir is jumping ahead of the precedent. The precedent is only something with a little bit Tomei. You make it more Tomei because it has to be destroyed anyhow. But something is perfectly Torah. And to say you can make it Tomei because you can burn it anyhow, this much you don't have justification. Say that. Rabbi Yose is still talking. Rabbi Yose is speaking about the earlier Tanoim. He said, oh, there is a machlekes of Rabbi Eleza and Rabbi Yeshua. Like we'll see later in this subject, with Omoidim, they both agree, Rabbi Eleza and Rabbi Yeshua, Sheyosef and Zulas, with Zulas, you have to burn the Tomei separately and the Torah separately. Even though it's Erev Pesach, you have to burn the chametz, you can't burn it together. Because something that's perfectly Torah, you can't make it Tomei, even though it has to be burned. Alman nechlegut. What was the machlekes of Rabbi Eleazar and Yeshua? Alatluya. Tumei means a sofek tumei, balas meya. Suppose you have two kinds of tumei. One is sofek tumei, one is valve tumei. Even then he says, Tisara Zulatsma Zulatsma. Because since one is not certainly Tame, it's a Sophic Tame, so you have the right to make it Vadai Tame in order to burn it. Rishuema, Shteyem Kach, you can burn together. Since one is already a Sophic Tame, you can make it Vadai Tame by putting it together with something else. But suppose something is Vadai Toher, Abiyazi says, both of them agree. You cannot make it tame, even though it has to be burned up. Say that.
Okay, now, we're going to continue.
Now we'll say the entire Mishnah over again. And remember, in the Reisha, there's a Kasha. Kasha, what is immersive to me? Say the whole Mishnah inside. Right? The Gemara, Mirti, translate, let us see. Mirti, let us see. The beginning of the Mishnah. Bosha, Shinit, Mabevlara, Tuma. Bosser of Kadesh that became Tomei from a Rishon. My heart, what is it? Sheni. If Bosser touched a Rishon, the Bosser becomes a Sheni. Ki Yisorif Lei Bahadei Bosser Shinitna Baba Tumei, my heart. If you burn it together with Bosser that became Tomei from an Abba Tumei, what is it? It's a Sheni. Because any meat that touched Abba Tumei, Abba Tumei is a Rishon, is an Abba Tumei. Meat that touched Abba Tumei is a Rishon. So the meat, the sheni, when it touches a rishon, what does it become? Also a sheni. The sheni, the sheni, the sheni before the sheni now. My mercy for two mal two mercy. What kind of adding of two mercy? Again. Meat number one was a sheni, because it touched a rishon, it's just a sheni. Meat number two touched a rishon. Touched the alami. Meat number two touched the al. So meat number two is now a rishon. Again, meat number two touched it up. It was a rishon. Now you have two pieces. One is a rishon, one is a sheni. Now when you put them together, what happens to the sheni? Does it become worse than it was before? A sheni touches a rishon, it's still a sheni. So therefore, what are you adding to me to the sheni? So what's the chiddush? You can bring them together. Say the kasha inside. Sheni v'sheni means before the sheni, now it's a sheni. Again, sheni v'sheni, before the sheni, now it's a sheni. So what are you adding tumah to it? Omar Rav Yud, you're making a correction in the Mishnah. The second piece of meat, it's true, touched the Abba tumah, is a rishon. But the very first piece of meat did not touch a rishon, wasn't a sheni. Ha-chobi v'lad v'lad askin. We're talking about touched a v'lad of a v'lad. It means the first piece of meat touched a piece of meat that had touched a rishon. It was a vlad of a vlad. So the first piece of meat was a shlishi. The havel is shlishi. And kasava, and the whole shlishi mutalas is a sheni. Now this shlishi, you put it together, a piece of meat which is a rishon, the rishon makes a shlishi a sheni. Oh, that's something chiddush. So once more. The first piece of meat touched a vlad vlad. It touched a sheni. So the first piece of meat now became a shlishi. Now, the second piece of meat that touched an av, so it's a rishon. Now when this rishon will touch the first piece of meat, it makes it a sheni. So you're taking a shlishi and making it a sheni. Well, certainly you're adding to it. Sheni is more chomor than the shlishi. Say that. Of course, now there's a kash. What's Rabbi Akiva telling us? Rabbi Akiva is saying the same thing. That a shlishi can make a sheni. And the moral has to cast a little later. But right now, that's what he's saying of Shat in the Tanakhama, that it's Bosa that touched a Vlad Vlad, that touched a Sheni, the Bosa is a Shlishi. So he's telling it, you mutter to take that Bosa and burn it together with a Rishon. Now when you burn a Shlishi with a Rishon, the Shlishi becomes a Sheni. So you make it more Tomei than it was. Well, that's what they always did. Rabbi Hanina Meghazganakiran tells us, because this is going to be burned up anyhow. They both have to be destroyed, the Tomei. So we don't care if you're adding to it. That's the Pshat in the Mishnah. Now, that remains that way. Mishnah is telling us, Bosa became Tomei from a Vlad Vlad, and this Bosa is now a Shlishi. You can burn it together with a Rishon, even though you're making it now from a Shlishi into a Sheni by touching the Rishon. We don't care. Say that inside. Seven shuras after the Mishnah. Before we begin, we'll start with pre-1A. A mess is called Avi Avoy Satuma. Anybody who becomes Tomei from a mess becomes an Av Hatuma. A sheretz is also an Av Hatuma. A dead sheretz is an Av Hatuma. A person who becomes Tomei from a dead sheretz becomes a Rishon. A person who becomes Tomei from an Av Hatuma becomes a Rishon. Let's say a man went into a funeral chapel. There's a mess inside. The mess Avi Avoy Satuma. The man who went in becomes an Av Hatuma. The man goes out and touches somebody or something and makes it a Rishon. When the Rishon touches somebody else, it makes it a Sheni. It's a lesser degree. Sheni touches something else, it can make it a Shlishi. Shlishi can make it a Vi. However, in Chulin, it never goes beyond Sheni. In Trum, it never goes beyond Shlishi. In Revi, in Kodesh, it goes until Revi. So that's a Korbanos. Can become Tome up to including Revi. Tume cannot go beyond Shlishi. Chulin up to Sheni. So remember now, Rishon is more Tome than Sheni. Sheni is more Tome than Shlishi. Shlishi is more Tome than Revi. Now in our Mishnah we learn the first part of the Mishnah. Is telling us that he knows the tradition that there always was a practice when it came to a question of Kodshim Tumeyim. Now when the Kodesh Korbanos become Tumeyim, you have to burn them. So they weren't fastidious in burning together two different kinds of Kodshim. Those who were Tumeyim with a lesser Tumeyim and those who became Tomei with a more severe Tumeh. They didn't mind that they touched. Although by their touching, you're making you think there was less Tomei, more Tomei now. They didn't mind that. Why? Because it's going to be burned up anyhow, so it makes no difference. If you have to watch something from becoming Tomei, there's a mitzvah, it's a chiyuv, to watch Tumeh and Kodshim begin to become Tomei. It's Tomei anyhow, you have to burn it. So when you're going to burn it, they didn't mind putting together something of a lesser degree of tumah, but something with a higher degree of tumah. Although you're adding tumah to the lesser degree now, making a higher degree, like we'll soon see. So they didn't mind, because since you have to burn it anyhow, so the law that of mishmeres tumah, to guard the tumah, or guard kashim, doesn't apply anymore. When it's tumah, it doesn't apply. When it's tohir, then you have to be careful not to make it tumah. When it's tumah, we don't care. But it had to be burned anyhow. So a thing that's Tomei, you can make even more Tomei. Now, the example in the Mishnah is Bosor. That's Bosor Kedesh. That became Tomei from a Rishon Letumim. Now, what's a Bosor? A Bosor touched a Rishon. A Bosor became a Sheni. And there's other Bosor that touched an Avatumim. So what's that other Bosor now? A Rishon. So now you have two pieces of Bosor Kedesh. One is a Rishon, one is a Sheni. So he said, you can burn them together. Or they burn together something of a lesser degree of Tumah with something of a bigger degree of Tumah. We don't care. Since it has to be burned up, you can burn them together. That's how the Mishnah begins. So the Gemara asked the Kashet, what's he telling us? What kind of Kedesh is that? Again, I have two pieces of Bosor, Bosor Kedesh. One is a touched a Rishon. He calls it, Mishnah calls it a Vlad, a child of Tumah. It means a Rishon. Now, the Bosor that touched a Rishon, what's that Bosor? A Sheni. You can burn it together with a Bosor that touched an Av. What's that Bosor that touched an Av? It's a Rishon. So now you have Bosor the Sheni and Bosor the Rishon. You can burn them together. What are you doing here? What are you accomplishing here? This Bosor was a Sheni before. When it touches a Rishon, it's still a Sheni. A Rishon, when it touches anything, makes it a Sheni. So that Bosor was a Sheni to start with. Now you're touching it to a Bosor that's a Rishon. What are you accomplishing more to me than before? Now talk about that kasha, I'll see the answer. So once more, the Gemara's kasha was, if you have two pieces of basa, one had touched Ishan, that's a shiny, and one had touched an Av, that's a Rishan. So what's the harm if they touch each other now? The shiny can become more than the shiny if I'm touching the shiny already. Answer the Gemara. It's a mistake, the way we learned the Mishnah. The first piece of basa didn't touch a Rishan, it touched a shiny, a Vlad Vlad. So the first piece touched a shiny, it's the first piece of a Shlishi. The second piece touched an Av, it's a Rishan. Oh, now, when the Rishan will touch the Shlishi, it makes it into a shiny. That's a Chiddush. You're adding to it. So again, the first piece had touched a Vlad Vlad, it touched a shiny. So the first piece now became a Shlishi. The second piece had touched an Av, so it's a Rishan. Now when a Rishan touches a Shlishi, it makes it into a Shani. Anything that touches a Rishan becomes a Shani. That's a Chiddush. You can make a more severe degree of Tumah on something that a previously a lesser degree of Tumah. For it's only a Shlishi, now making a Shani. So I might say that's wrong to do. After all, you made Tommy cut more than you were Tommy before. But he says, since they have to be burned anyhow, anything of Kutchim that Tommy have to burn, so we don't care, even though we're adding to them. Say that. Answer the Gemara. Now we begin the new Gemara, seven shuras after the Mishnah. What are you telling me? That the Rishon, when it touches the Shlishi, it makes it a shame. How can that be? For ein eicho metam eicho. A food can't make a food tummy. It means, if you have a keli that's tummy, a knife or a pot that's tummy, it can make food tummy. But food that's tummy can't make food tummy. How do I know that? He brings a proof. The time you learn the Bereshit Yochel, I'm able to think, I might think, yeah, eicho metam eicho, Talmud Lema, when you put water on zera, this everybody learned once, that produce, pears cannot become tomei unless water came on them after they were taken off the field or from the tree. After they reaped first, loose from the ground, then the water comes upon them, it's machshel the kabel tumei. The water makes it fit to be kabel tumei. That's the pears that are growing on the tree, can become tummy. Wheat in the field can't become tummy. It has to be reaped. But even after it's reaped, water has to fall on it. That's machshel kabbalah. Says the chiyutin ma'im alzer. When you put water on produce, then no fall many evilos and all of, and then if avela, meaning the dead body of a sheretz, falls on it, tummy who? Now the word who is superfluous. Tummy. The word who comes to say who tummy. It's only in such a case, a sheretz, a dead sheretz, can make the produce, the eichel, the food tameh. Ve'ein oise ke yeitze bei tameh, but food as tameh can make other food tameh. Now, whatever the limit is, but that's a statement of the Bereishis, that eichel is not made tameh eichel. Now, according to that, we don't understand the Mishnah at all. What are you saying? You take a basa that's a shlishi, and you put it with the basa, that's a Rishon. So the Rishon makes the Shlishi into a Sheni. How can an Echo be a Metame and an Echo? They're a Pasuk, they're not. Say that inside. Now before he said the final test, he said, according to some opinions, this wouldn't be a Kasha. Oh, Nichol Abai, this is good, would be good according to Abai, it would be a Kasha according to Abai. He said, Lo Shana, when did we learn that an eichel is not metame eichel ella bechulin. Av ol betrum v'kotshim oyse ke yitzbe. It could make tame something else of food. Yitzbe means something similar to it. Food can be metame food. Trum v'kotshim oyse can make tame ke yitzbe something similar. That means food can be metame food. Now our mission is dealing with kotshim, basar kedesh. So therefore, according to Abba, it's no kasha. Although we just learned Eichel Nami Tam Eichel, that's only in Chulin, Abai says. But by Trumi V'Koshim, Arishan the Tume, if it touches the Shlishi, it'll make it a Sheni. So the Mishnah is still good as a Chiddush, according to Abaye, said that. Also, there's another opinion according to whom it's also would not be a Kasha. Ula Rabade Barahave, who said Mishmei Derove. Nami also, it wouldn't be a Kasha. Because he said, Lo Shana, when did we learn Eichel Na Metama Eichel? Ela Bechorin Tum. He asked, even in Tume, Eichel Na Metama Eichel. Abo Bechorin, Oise Kayetzi Bohen, but by Koshim, Eichel Kemi Metama Eichel, Shabbat is also good. But this Mishnah is talking about Koshim. Bosa Kedish as a Shlishi, that touches Bosa Kedish as a Rishon, so it becomes a Sheni. Now these two opinions are telling us that this limitation, Eichel, Nametam, Eichel, is only in Chulin. But when it comes to Trume V'Kodshim, Abaye says, Eichel is Metam Eichel. And Rabbi Barav Meshmei Derove says, Chulin and Trume Eichel, Nametam, Eichel. But by Kodshim, Eichel, Metam, Eichel. So according to these two opinions, our mission is good, because Mishnah is talking about Kodesh, Kodshim. Therefore, a Bosa Shlishi that touches Bosa Rishon becomes a Sheni. That's a chiddush. You're allowed to do that. Although you're adding tumah to it, since you're going to be burned anyhow, it's mutter to do it. El ola Ravina Mishmei Derove. Ravina had a different version in the name of Rabbi. The Amar says, Mikre mole di barakos. The Pasuk spoke full words, unequivocal. It means no exceptions. Lo shno chulam, lo shno tumah. Lo shno kosh makes a difference what it is. Eino eishek yesu, eichot never metame eichot. Maikon, what can you say? According to Ravina's version, eichot never metame eichot, even by Kodshim. So then, what is he telling us here? That you can burn the Shlishi of Kedesh with a Sheni, with a Rishon. The Rishon can't make the Shlishi into a Sheni, because eichot never metame eichot, even by Kedesh, according to Ravina. So what is he telling us in the Mishnah? That you can bring them together. What harm are you doing? Even by Kedesh, say that. And so the Gemara, according to Ravina, we see another test. When we said ain oichol metame oichol, it means literally a oichol, a solid, not metame another solid. But a oichol is metame a mashke, and a mashke is metame an oichol. That's different. Only the one that says ein eichol metame eichol, even by Kodshim, agrees. However, eichol metame and maske, maske metame and eichol. Therefore, hocha b'mayaske here, our Mishnah. What are we dealing with? The kemashkin b'hadei bos. There's mashkin. This water of kedesh, this bos or kedesh is wet. The komitmo it becomes tame machmas maske. What does that mean as follows? There was water on the Bosa Kedesh when it became Tame originally. The Kedesh, that's a Shlishi, it became a Shlishi when it had water on it. So the Bosa became a Shlishi and the water became a Shlishi. That's not important, forget about this, give it. The Bosa, the second piece of Bosa, that is now a Rishon because it touched an Av, at the time that the second piece touched the Av, it was wet. So not only the basar became a Rishon, but the liquid, the mashkin on the basar also became a Rishon. And it's still wet now when you're burning together the two pieces. So now, the wetness of the first piece, which is a Rishon, the mashkin, when it touches the second piece, which is a Shlishi, so the Rishon of the mashkin makes the Shlishi of the basar into a Sheni. So once more. Even if you hold Eichle, not Metame Eichle, even by Kedesh, but Mashkin are Metame Eichle. And therefore, it's talking about a case where the second piece of Bosa that touched the Avatume was wet at the time, had Mashkin on it. So the Mashkin also became a Rishon. The Bosa became a Rishon, and Mashkin also a Rishon. Now, and it's still wet now when you're burning together two pieces of meat. So when the Shlishi touches the mashkin on the first piece of basa, the mashkin of Arishon, it makes the shlish into a sheni. I say this once more. Okay. The maskim when the basa first touched the av, and the maskim is still on the basa when it's touching the first piece. Because mitmoi becomes tummy, means the first piece that's only a shlishi becomes tummy because of the maskim and becomes a sheni. Say that. Okay, if so, that should have been in the Mishnah. The Mishnah only says that they burn basa that's a shlishi with a basa that's a rishon. Doesn't mention mashkin. So, hi, ima basa she did ma'avatume. Why did it say only that? You can burn the shlishi with the basa that came to me from avatume. Ima basa or mashkin, my boy. Should mention basa or mashkin because that's important. Without the mashkin, there's no chiddush at all. And the most important word, mashkin, is left out. Say the kasha. The kasha was because mashkin, that's the important element. Without mashkin, the basa cannot make the other basa tummy at all. So you must say the mashkin. So you should mention the word mashkin. Early more backs off and says a different terrace entirely. He let it be. According to Ravina, even by Kodshim, the Rabbana came along and said, Echel is metame Echel. So therefore, we're adding it to Midarabbana. Again, the first piece of meat was a shlishi. Now it touches a piece of meat that's a rishon. Now, according to Ravina, nothing happens. But Rabbana said, the shlishi makes the rishon makes the shlishi a sheni, Midarabbana. When the Rishon touches the Shlishi, it makes it a Sheni the Rabbanan. Because Min the Rabbanan, Eichel is Betame Eichel. No Mashkin. Forget about Mashkin. When the Shlishi touches the Rishon makes the Shlishi a Sheni Min the Rabbanan. Say that. Put on a little piece of tasters. The more I ask a Kasha on the terrace of Mashkin, why didn't he mention the word Mashkin in the Mishnah? It was the Kasha. So there's another kasha more I could have asked. I'll tell you the kasha about Balpeh first. The Chachamim were mesakim a chumre on mashkin. That mashkin, even though they touch a sheni, the mashkin become a rishon. That's against all the rules. If a mashke touches a rishon or touches a sheni, no, it becomes a rishon. That's a chumah of the rabbanan. Now, more to that, if it's talking about whether there's mashkin on the second piece of meat, why did he say the second piece of meat touched an avatume to become a rishon? Well, we're talking about the mashkin now. No matter what the second piece of meat touched, even touched a rishon or a sheni, the mashkin becomes a rishon anyhow. The mashkin on the second piece becomes a rishon. So what do you have to say? The second piece of meat touched avatumen, and it became a rishon thereby. If the second piece of meat has mashkin on it, even though it touched a rishon or a sheni, the mashkin become a rishon. Talk about the kasha. The fourth tasvis. In bosa or mashkin boy, the fourth tasvis, in bosa or mashkin boy. The more it's the kasha, it's the same mashkin in the Mishnah. Like tasvis, we have another kasha in Tema. And my little poly, why didn't you ask my ear? What forces you to say? She needed my babatum, and the second piece touched an abatum, and it became a rishon thereby. I feel a rishon sheni nami. Even though the second piece touched a rishon sheni, the mashkin on it became a rishon. Kid the poly, let come on, I'll never keep my ass that cash later on, I'll never keep it. Why should I ask the cash here too? If you say that the second piece that touched the av had mashkin on it, so why didn't they touch an av? No matter what it touched, rishon or sheni also, the mashkin become a rishon. Say the kasha inside. The Yeshua Imam, Tesis answers. It depends who's talking, Tesis said. Well, Panina's Gana Akean, it was an old timer. He was an official in the Beis Hamikdash. And he, therefore, when he's talking, he's talking about very ancient history. Rabbi Akiva survived the Churban, Beis HaMikdash. Although he's also talking about the Beis HaMikdash, he's talking about the last period of the Beis HaMikdash. The big difference, let's explain. Mishum de Rabbi Hanin, it comes, Ami Yimei Yem Shol Kehanim. Mashmet seems Shemeolam kachu, always that way. Av kedem yud ches davet, before the 18 gzeres, the gozu, the chachamim that ever the gzeres made near the end of the Beis Hamikdash, before the full Beis Hamikdash, the latter part. They said the whole av pesel from anything that passes through me, a rishon or a sheni can pass through me. Anything that passes through me, what does that mean? A rishon or a sheni even. Metame mashkin liyishchil can make mashkin a rishon. So it was a gzeret of Yud Chesdov near the latter part of Beis Hamikdash. So in Rabbi Akiva's time, when the Beis Hamikdash still stood in Rabbi Akiva's days, Rabbi Akiva was a mature man for the whole Beis Hamikdash. So in his days, they already had that gzeret that a rishon a sheni touches mashkin makes it a rishon. But in the olden days before that gzeret, it wasn't true. A rishon a sheni touched a mashkin didn't make a rishon. A rishon touched a mashkin made it a sheni. Sheni touched a mashkin made it a shlishi. So therefore, Rabbi Hanina's Gana Kerim is talking the olden days. So the second piece of meat, even though it had mashkin on it, if it would touch anything less than an av, it wouldn't be a sheni. It wouldn't be a rishon. Before the gzeir of Yud Ches Dovo, a mashkin didn't become a rishon from touching a rishon or a sheni. That's why I had to say that the second piece of meat touched an av atumah. That's why it became a rishon. What Rabbi Akiva, he's talking at later times, after they made the gzeir of Yud Ches Dovo, that a rishon and sheni touch a mashkin makes it a rishon. So they want to ask the kasha later on Rabbi Akiva. That kasha that Jesus asked now on us, ask on Rabbi Akiva later. Say that inside. So again, not to be confused. There's no mashkin in the first piece. The mashkin was in the second piece of Gemara today, one that touched an av. The mashkin on the second piece that touched an av, the mashkin became a rishon. And therefore the mashkin touches the first piece, which is a shlishi, it makes it into a sheni. That's the Gemara I wanted to say. So Tei said, why do you have to have that the mashkin on the second piece touched an av? Even if it touched a rishon or a sheni, the mashkin on the second piece becomes a rishon. This answers Rabbi Hanina's Gana Kerim was talking before that gezerah. In his time, there didn't exist such a gezerah. If a mashkin touched a rishon, it became a sheni. The sheni became a shlishi. Therefore, you have to say in the Mishnah, it touched a rishon. It touched an av. The mashkin touched an av, therefore the mashkin is a rishon. Talk about this to tell us. I say once more, our last time they're going further. The kasha was, why do you need a second piece to touch an av to make the mashkin on it a rishon? If the second piece touched even a sheni, the mashkin on it becomes a rishon. So Tesh answers, in the days of the early times of Beis Hamikdash, this gzeirah didn't exist yet, that mashkin becomes a rishon from touching a rishon and a sheni. In the olden days, a mashkin touched a rishon and became a sheni. Mashkin touched a sheni and became a shlishi. That's why it was necessary to say the mashkin on the second piece touched an av. That made the mashkin a rishon. Finish. Understand it good. Now don't worry about it. Go to the Gemara without the thesis. Bye, Zach. Poysef Rabbi Akiva. So what's the pshat now? We have two perush in the previous Gemara. One perush is Ravina's perush. That oichol metame oichol midrabbanan. So when you take the first piece, which is a shlishi, and put it with the second piece, which is a rishon, the shlishi becomes a sheni midrabbanan. And the previous two perushim, Abaye and Rabbi Barab, they say in kochim oichol metame oichol. So according to the Mishnah, it's Pashat. The shlishi that touches a rishon, since they're both Kedesh, that makes the shlishi into a sheni. Talk of the two Tarusim, and we go further.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow Rav Avigdor Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigda.com. That's info@kolavigdor. Thank you.